Now, I've got a question here, which is, why does foil touching a tooth filling taste strange? What do you reckon, Chris?
Did you ever do the thing, Helen, when you were at school where you put your metal pencil sharpener in your mouth? I know you shouldn't because the blades are sharp.
Of course
I
didn't.
Did you notice you've got that funny tinkly sensation on your tongue? Have you never noticed that?
I've never tried. Now I want to try.
Certain pens that have a sort of the clip that you put over your pocket that's metal and it's made of a different metal to the pen, and you suck those and occasionally you notice a tinkly sensation in your mouth. Have you ever noticed
this? I haven't, but I'm going to try now. But my pen's plastic, so that's...
That won't work.
Not going to work.
The point is that when you mix two different metals together and you have an electrical conductor between them, an electrolyte, and saliva has got lots of salts in it, so it's an excellent conductor, you can get a chemical reaction happening between the two metals. And one metal, the more reactive one, will form ions, and it will give up electrons, which will flow through the electrolyte to the less reactive metal, and... That's how the reaction occurs. And so as a result, if you touch two different metals, in this case they're touching metal foil with a filling, that's mercury-silver amalgam, then the aluminium will dissolve to make some aluminium ions. You'll make some electrical current, which you experience in your mouth as this tingling sensation, and it will also react with the saliva to produce some hydrogen and some oxygen gas, perhaps, on the two different surfaces. And you will also then deposit some material on your filling. So
you are
basically turning your mouth into a battery, and that's why it happens.
Oh dear, that sounds terrible. It sounds pretty bad to me.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's absolutely fine in small doses, and pencil sharpeners work because they're made of magnesium, which is why they're so light and the blade is steel.
There you go. Hope that answers your question.
It certainly does. Thank you very much, Helen, and thank you also to Dave and to Ben and to the rest of our production team, Mira Senthilingam, Diana O'Carroll and Tom Simpkins. We have, unfortunately, run out of time. Now, next week, we're going to be looking at the science of love and sexual attraction. Why do we fall in love with people? Why do we want to spend the rest of our lives with certain people? Well, it turns out that it's all down to chemicals in the brain, and now scientists know pretty much what they are, and there may even be a nose spray that can make you fall in love. We'll find out about it next week.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.